had requested a written version of the legislative update that we went over a couple of meetings ago. Mm-hmm. Nothing has really changed since that day, but I did want to put it in writing for you. And I can also tell you that I have a copy of today's agenda, because our General Assembly reconvenes today. I have a copy of the agenda, which has none of our bills on it. And I also have a copy of the ready list, which are bills that are ready to go onto the agenda. And the four bills that we mentioned 2 weeks ago still remain on the ready list and have not yet been conveyed to the agenda. And they are bills: House Bill 244, the TDR bill; House Bill 280, which is the state road specs bill; and then two bills that we've introduced: House Bill 311, the tax increment financing bill, and House Bill 312, which is the absentee balloting bill. Those four bills remain on the House ready list, but have not moved. Right. If you'd like me to go through this list that I sent you, I'd be happy to do that, but I probably shouldn't bore you with those details because you have it in writing. And as I said, nothing has changed on any of these bills since they haven't been in session since we last talked.
But it's not much different than what we talked about a month ago. Pretty much everything's right in a whole pattern.
That's
at the present
correct.
Time.
And if you want to, since you now, as I've written it for you, where we stand on these bills, if I need to be adjusted on any of those opinions, please let me know so I can properly represent your interests and your needs. I've also included for you a copy of the bill that we're going to have introduced, hopefully today or tomorrow, which will give us the ability to centralize sewer service. That bill we have a sponsor for with Mr. Short, Mr. Representative Dan Short. One final announcement that I have for you today that is an announcement of happiness. This Thursday afternoon, you are all invited to an open house at the new Lighthouse Landing Restaurant located on our airport terminal building, in our airport terminal building. The new restaurant will be open from 4:30 to 6:30 to meet and greet you, as well as anyone else that wants to stop in for some free samples of the menu items that will be available. You'll be able to meet the new operator, Paul Bushness, and see our new operation, ask questions, and of course sample his wares. So we're very happy and very excited about having our restaurant opened again, and we hope you all can join us late in the afternoon for a taste of the Lighthouse Landing.
What time again was that, Hal?
4:30 to 6:30.
That's Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions?
Invite your friends and neighbors, because this is open to the public. It's an open house for anyone that wants to stop in. Okay.
Any questions, Al? No. Thank you, Al.
Mm-hmm.
Morning, Jim.
Well, just one item this morning. As you may remember, several months ago, the engineering department selected and you approved the selection of Urban Engineers to be our new airport consulting engineer. Since that time, we've been working on the base contract and looking for our first project to give them, which we had thought was going to be our $400,000 snow removal equipment building. That seems to slide from year to year for funding issues. This year is no different. The FAA has told us the only grant money we're going to get this year is $150,000 in non-primary entitlement money. So not wanting that to go to waste this year, we've been looking for the right project, something that needs to be done that we can spend that money on efficiently. It didn't take us long. We looked at our tree clearing operations going on with our runway project.
Right.
Noticed the three gaps that we had left in the perimeter fence project from a few years ago that are now exposed and very obvious. So we'd like that to be our first project. And there were some reasons why we left those gaps, mostly because they were in wetland areas where it's more expensive to work. And this being an access control fence, not a security fence, we could leave the fence open in the wooded areas, which are not wooded anymore. So we think we can do this all for less than $150,000 that we'll have in the grant this year. And this will be the first project that Urban will do for us. So this will become the base contract for Urban. So the contract I have for you this morning is the engineering services part of this fence project, not the construction part, just the engineering. And the total on this is $41,421, all of which is covered by the grant, and our 2.5% comes up to $1,035. which seems like a lot of money just to put up a fence. But as I said, it's involving wetland areas, involves the FAA.
I've been wetlands for years down that neck of the woods. We've had that issue before.
Yeah.
Are they gonna do the whole thing? If we're gonna do the wetlands?
About 3,000 feet of fence that needs to be closed in, most of which is in wetlands. The actual design cost is only about $1,000. But then we have to prepare the specifications. And this being the first time that Urban has worked with Sussex County, it'd be a little bit of a learning curve there for our procedures, the state procedures, and so on. They also have to work with DENREC and the Army Corps of Engineers on wetland permits, which adds to the cost. We'll have to do a wetland survey to get the wetlands delineated, and that alone is about $8,000. You know, start adding in the profit and overhead and the normal things, and that brings you up to the $41,000. Overall, I think it's a very good deal for $1,000 of county money. And I think if we don't take advantage of it this time, we're gonna end up paying for the whole thing ourselves eventually, so.
Right.
Do you have any, unless you have any questions, I have.
Questions, Jim? No, you have a motion, Jim?
Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that the Sussex County Council hereby authorize its president to execute an agreement with Urban Engineers Incorporated for design services and construction administration for Sussex County Project 08-02, Sussex County Airport Perimeter Fence Phase 2, at a cost not to exceed $41,421.
So moved.
Second.
Moving to second, that we approve the fence contract Phase 2 as stated. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Thanks, Jim. Morning, Mike.
Good.